Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're Steeples, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Of wine, been spilling drinks all night. You and me, last of our kind. Oh, it's got me thinking I would do anything for you. Girl, you got me telling secrets that nobody knows. And you said you never wanted to be depending on anybody, just you and yourself with no one's help. But tell me, does it ever get lonely? Time will prove me right. Oh, when everybody turns away, no, you always can depend on me. Give it one more time. We'll stop the tape and press rewind. Look into your open eyes. Oh, it's got me thinking we're only right and future's so bright with you. And I never wanna know a time when you were mine. And you said you never wanted to be depending on anybody, just you and yourself with no one's help. But tell me, does it ever get lonely? And I know it's hard for you, but time will prove me right. Oh, when everybody turns away, and you said you never wanted to be depending on anybody, just you and yourself with no one's help. But tell me, does it ever get lonely? And I know it's hard for you, but time will prove me right. Oh, when everybody turns away, no, you always can depend on me.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Steeples.
Woo!
Oh yeah. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
I guess let's start with going around the mic and you guys introduce yourselves.
Oh, me first?
Yeah,
me first.
You know it.
Right. Yeah, I'm Nathan Husky. I play like keys and sing background vocals in Steeples.
I'm Derek. I do drums and some of the programming stuff.
I'm Eric. I play guitar and do production.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I sing, and that's it.
And you just discovered GarageBand.
Yeah, and I just discovered GarageBand.
Oh, did you? So you write songs
that's
too.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I write songs and everything in Steeples.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah, this is very exciting. I'm pumped to be here today and getting to hang with you guys. I don't really know a lot about this, obviously, since this is a fairly brand new project. Yeah. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of get to some of the stories behind how this all came to be and stuff. So, I guess it's only a few months now or something around that.
I don't know. Well, it's actually been a while. Yeah. Though.
So it kind of, if we're gonna start from there, that basically for a long time, you know, me and Ryan played in a band together, and we've always loved pop music, and we've always talked about, man, it'd be really fun to explore that avenue since we both like it so much. And we just decided, like, I bought Logic, and I was like, dude, we're going to figure this out. We're just going to write songs, and it was way harder than I thought it was going to be. I was dragging notes. I was, like, looking up YouTube videos.
It was extremely infuriating.
Oh, dude, it was so frustrating. Because
we had this idea of, like, what we wanted to do, but, like, we just were not able to get it to where it needed to be.
It's just like this. You can hear what you want to do, and, like, oh, that sounds cool, and then you're, like, trying to get it to work. So it started with that. And then, like, it got so frustrating to try and do this. I was like, we need help. I can't, like, these YouTube videos aren't really, it's not really not working for me. Like, I need somebody to show me. Yeah. And we had recently been to a show that Nathan and Eric played in. Are you guys still
A Day at War? Yeah, it's super nondescript.
Okay,
it's,
all right.
We're not A Day at War anymore.
Okay.
But we also are not A Day at War anymore.
That's true, because we're also Steeples.
We're Steeples now.
Yeah. So we went to their show, and they had kind of, it was a song I think you guys had, like, reworked or something.
Yeah, it was, like, originally just a single acoustic guitar, and we took it live and put an electronic drum.
It was just, like, an intro track to set up
the
album, because we released a themed album about a progression from, like, it was, like, really emotional, acoustic-driven, like, indie-style album.
Yeah, but when we played it live, we were looking to, like, maybe shake it up, and we just played with a drum pad. Like, that was...
Drum pad. We had, like, mellotrons on the keyboard, and, like, all these layered vocals and harmonies and stuff, and it was pretty wild if you listen to the track, which is, like, a minute and 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And then we turned it into, like, a full digital production for the actual show that we played, so...
Yeah, and I had heard it the other way before, and then hearing it this way, I was standing in the crowd, I was like, this is kind of stuff that I'm trying to create. So I don't remember if I hit up you.
Yeah, it was Nathan.
I hit up Nathan. Nathan's my brother, by the way. So I hit him up, and I was like, dude, can you come over to the house, like, you and Eric, or just show us what we need to do? I'm in my mind at this time, I'm like, they're going to come over and be like, all right, this is what you just press this, and then you have this
same
option.
Yeah, you know? I thought it was like, same thing.
We're going to spend 2 hours on Friday night. I'm going to have this down, and then that was going to be it. Thanks for the advice, you know, because in my mind, we were just going to write some songs for fun and stuff and just explore that arena, you know. But we ended up sitting upstairs, and it was just like we wrote a song. And they were like, we were doing all this stuff. I remember I came downstairs, and Nicole and Laura were downstairs, and like, how's it going? I'm like, really well. I think we might have just started a band. I'm not sure yet, but I think that might have just happened.
Well, so, well, I didn't know. If we're being really frank, I was just not about it.
No, you were in a different place that night.
I was just like, man, like, I don't want tons of responsibility, man. Like, I just want to I just want to have fun. And I know if these guys get in here, it's going to be awesome music, and we're going to have to take this super seriously. So, and I just don't know if I'm there in my heart.
So, like, what happened for me, and, like, I think I saw the text. I have a tendency to, like, misread situations. It's just kind of part of being me. But I got the text from Derek. Derek's my brother, by the way. I got the text, and he's like, hey, like, we're, like, trying to figure out Logic and wanting to write some songs. Do you and Eric want to come and, like, show us the ropes and stuff like that? So I texted Eric, and I was like, hey, we're doing this, and we kind of found a time that worked.
And I said no.
Yeah, he said no, and then then we made it work. Yeah, that's right.
You said no?
I don't know.
No.
That would have been news to me.
So Eric was on board, yeah. But you guys had the idea that we were just going to show up, and you guys were working on something. We showed up with, like, piano stand, piano,
yeah, dude.
Guitar, yeah. Eric's full computer setup, a digital interface, and we're, like, ready to like, start, like, we wanted to, like, make a song with you guys and show you how to use it. And we ended up writing a song that is yet to be released.
Might never be released.
Might never.
It is very different than the other Steeples stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah,
that's
how
kind of cool though.
Kind of came together though in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Do that whole mess.
So I mean, after that, like, I don't even know if we didn't talk about it that night.
No,
like no one said a word.
Like, it was like separate conversations. Like I was like, Derek, what's going on, bruh? Like,
what's hilarious is like after that, it was just like Sunday. Hey, are we getting back together tonight? And
yeah.
Like, we all showed back up and started, you know, writing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was very like it was. I don't know.
It's very fluent. It just kind of happened. It wasn't like. None of us were like, hey, we're going to go out and do this thing. And this. It's like it's almost like we were already doing a thing, and we're just like, oh, well, we should probably name this.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And actually, like, you know, put some time and effort into this.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's how it happened.
Very organic.
Yeah, sure. Straight up. Yeah. Organic, that's the word I was looking for.
I got you.
Thanks, bud.
So when what was, do you guys remember when that was then?
That was January this year.
Yeah, we're coming up on a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. And that was the first time or something you guys collaborated? Or is this a...
Well, yeah.
Like all unless
of
us.
You, yeah, well, yes, as you guys' as brothers, like a...
Oh, man.
Unless you count, like, as the deer in so, second grade.
Yeah, no, we used to...
Old hymns.
Music, yeah.
Yeah, we played the... we all... Which is probably a good segue into why we named it Steeples. We named it that because we all grew up playing music in church. That was all of our backgrounds, and you know, different churches and you know, different styles and stuff like that. But we all kind of interacted at one point or another through that.
Yeah.
And so we named it Steeples. But that would be an interaction with Nathan and me playing music. But it was like at the house in the living room for Mom. You know, Mom's just standing there clapping. Yeah. Like, and it's like, oh, my baby boy.
This little light of mine.
But all it was a piano and drums. And it was like, it had to sound awful.
Oh, it was garbage. Yeah. But it was like familial garbage.
Yeah.
Right.
Make Mom proud.
Yeah.
That's what we're always all trying to do.
Yeah.
Sure. Make Mom proud.
I guess Steeples is a better band name than Familiar Garbage.
Yeah. Familial Garbage. Yeah. That'd be like if
I don't know,
metal
man, that was
band.
A runner-up.
Yeah. Garbage is like a thrash metal.
That's actually really good for that, though. Like, I could see that.
I do think Steeples fits better. I think that it is kind of cool, like, you know, like Derek said, we all did kind of grow up, like, in a church environment, you know? And that might not be where we're all, like, at now, but it definitely taught us, like, so much about, you know, how to be a good person and, you know, about what we want to achieve out of our life, like, the reason behind writing music and, you know, things we do. And so I think it's a really, like, that's, it's a name I can really get behind, you know, and I think we all can get behind.
For sure.
You know, and it's just really cool.
Well, it had a lot to do with our past, not necessarily like
our future.
Where we're at now.
Yeah, exactly.
It just kind of we put our finger on where we all basically got our starts.
Yeah.
So like my first time, the reason I learned guitar, because guitar was my first instrument, was to play in a like this tiny little band for like a small group of children. That sounds super creepy, actually, but it was for like a children's service,
service, right?
And so I think you had already been playing a little before that, and then you guys played it at a church, and so it just kind of happened, you know. And it's got a ring to it. We like it. It's weird.
It sounds pretty pretty new age.
The website was available.
Yeah, the website.
That's true. Let's get out. That's a real reason.
In this day and age, it's like everything's a website, so it's like everyone's gonna have to start creating words for everything.
Yeah. No, dude, I thought that, man.
We almost did, actually.
We're doing acronyms.
No, yeah. I thought, you know, like, this was a conversation I was having last night, like, looking at all these bands on the bill from Belmar.
Yeah.
It's funny, because you would think throughout the ages, like, all the bands that have had names, that, I mean, bands are just becoming up with crazy stuff by now. But I literally saw a band called Snail.
Oh,
and that was a
it's like there's all these short
Snail.
Words that no one's thought to be
and then there
before.
Was like I mean there were a bunch of them. I was like, how has no one chosen this band name yet? How is that still out there? But yeah, anyway, side note, super funny.
You
have to be there.
Yeah.
So, found $100 after.
I think it was a Hard Times article or something that said like by like 2020 or something, we're going to run out of usable band names or something.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
No, I mean, we always got Jeremiah and the Lion King. Or
what? Was that a Judah and the Lion reference?
Barbara and the Manatee Army. I mean, that's a band name right there.
Was that a brand name you
got? No, I'm just coming
up
with it.
That's VeggieTales.
Yeah.
Really
good. Yeah, you got it.
Dude, you just put that out to at least 2 million
There's
people.
There's at least
on this
two
podcast,
bands.
Yeah. And you just gave away your band names.
I'm buying Zero right now. I'm getting on GoDaddy. I'm going to go.
Yeah. I mean, right, hey, if you're out there looking for a good band name, choose either one of those.
And send me a check for $1
million. Yeah, send me a check for $1 million, guys.
Yeah, so it probably feels like a new project because we've only had stuff released for a while.
Right.
But part of that's because, like, none of us had played pop anything before.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
we're still learning how to play pop, even after releasing our first mixtape. We're still learning how to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like we had an idea for a song, and it was a rock song. Yeah. And, like, I mean, if that's the song we write, we're cool with that. But, like, we really do like pop music and kind of what it represents. So it's a learning curve for us, like, to learn how to... you know, use different things. That, like, in pop music nowadays, there's a lot of, like, sparse, like, open, like, there's not a whole lot of playing going on at all times.
And pop is always changing.
Right.
That's the crazy thing for me. It's like, a year ago, what was popular is not what's popular now.
Right.
You know? And it's always changing. And, like, for me, it's like, it's just crazy getting into that, you know, and being like, well, I think this would sound cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then actually getting feedback, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, you may have missed the mark on that one.
Yeah. Well, and always be ready to, like, adapt.
Yeah, always be ready to adapt. And then you get that one that is someone's like, oh, yeah, that's a pop song. And you're like, oh, we're getting close, guys. You know, we're almost, you know, we're not even close to there. But.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you got so much of our own, like, style.
Yeah, it's someone said in a practice a few weeks ago, it's almost like we have to unlearn everything we've ever learned. You know, I've, you know, me and Derek have 10 years experience in a rock band. That's, and I mean, there are certain things that I'm like, are ingrained in me, you know, unlearning those things is a huge thing, but it's also cool because if you're not growing, if you're not pushing forward and trying to get, you know, grow in your craft, then like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm stoked about this. Cause I feel like it's pushing me to learn how to rap, to learn how to have more vocal dynamics, to sing at a lower key and still sound powerful. You know, there's so many things that I'm having to learn through this project that it's just extraordinary. I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of learning. We ended up taking like a weekend just so we could build like friendship. So we rented a cabin through like Airbnb in Devil's Elbow, Missouri. And we disappeared for a weekend, which was a ton of fun. And we wrote a bunch of songs. We took basically like a month's worth of practice to build the booth that we're sitting in right now so that we would have a way to record and
record that weekend drums and practice.
That weekend that we did it was when we wrote Noise, right?
Yeah. Noise came out of that.
Sticks and Stones too?
No.
Sticks and Stones before that. But no, we wrote Noise that weekend.
Oh, because 11 years, enough as it is.
We totally started the
beat. We started writing that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Six and Stones. We definitely started writing that. Because I woke up one morning and had that first melody.
Yeah.
You guys were playing something. And I just sang it. I'm pretty sure that's
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think we just worked on it a lot more once we got home. Like, that was one we didn't really do
But much. We wrote Noise. I remember we were on, like, a hike.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and we were walking, and I was just, I mean, I was in a good mood, but there are some times when I'm just not feeling motivated. And I don't know if you guys know the Husky brothers, but when they
brothers.
They're brothers, but when they want something to happen, they're gonna make it happen. So imagine being in my, and it was almost like, hey, singer, man, sing.
Yep.
Dance monkey dance.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a little more tactful than that.
No, way more tactful. But the basic thing was, we're going to write a song right now. And I was just like, I don't want to write a song right now. But we sat there and... Yeah, like, there were some times I had to pull it out of my soul. But, Noise came
Airbnb
out. And it was funny is it actually is one of my favorite songs that we have
right.
now.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we had a beautiful view. Like,
we ended up,
like, getting way off the beaten path, up on a hill.
Yep.
And, like, beautiful surroundings. And so we're sitting there playing guitar, and I'd play something, and we'd be feeling it, and Ryan's like, I don't know.
It was like four different tunes.
Which was clearly like Ryanese for, I don't think I want to write right now. I was like, yes. Oh, that's okay. How about this? And so we like,
which only made me more, I don't want to write. Yeah. And I'm going to start getting vocal.
Well, it was our master plan. That's why we went out in the woods. You had nowhere to go.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't know how to get back.
I was stuck.
We're going to sit here.
My only escape plan was to make these guys happy and write a melody.
And it was one of my favorites off the first EP. It was great. So I would say mission successful.
We had
a backpack, a guitar.
Never giving you guys a gold star for that moment. Sorry.
Backpack, a guitar. We had a bottle of Basil's. And then...
Basil's?
Yeah, Basil Hayden's. And then we had a Ryan's porcelain ocarina.
Oh, yeah.
You brought an ocarina.
Yeah, it looks just like the one off of Zelda.
Thanks, Ben Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
You got me that.
So yeah, that's where we did that. But there was a screened-in porch down in Devil's Elbow, Missouri, as we call it. And
that's what other people call it too.
Yeah, we brought a full lighting setup to set up there. So we had like a hazer, and then we had all these other lights that were spanning around. And so it's the middle of the night in the middle of nowhere, and all these lights shining around, and we're just writing songs in the freezing cold.
If you like, kind of stumbled across where we were, it probably looked like a UFO landing.
Oh yeah,
and it was cold out 100%. Too. It was like. It was really cold.
You know, neighbors were driving by like freaking hipsters.
And we had just like loudspeakers out, so I'm sure somebody heard it.
Yeah.
Just echoing.
Probably, where can I find this dope mixtape?
That's what it was.
I'll have to wait till this comes out.
That's awesome, though. That's a cool story that you guys are, you know, did that, you know, just go out for the weekend and write this together. That's pretty awesome. You hear stories like that, like, you know, I just don't feel like it's today. I don't know that it's happening a lot, so it's cool to hear that you guys are still doing that. But like, you know, you hear stories of like older groups, and they would do that. They was like, they would all just go and write a record in the weekend or whatever. And it's like,
I feel like that's because back in the day, and I'm probably very wrong, but I feel like bands were best friends, man. Like, you had to be.
Right.
You know, you started writing music when you were kids, and you just stayed together. And, like, the initial plan in my, I don't know, I might be wrong, once again, but the initial plan was never to be a famous rock band. It was just to play music, you know? And I feel like that's what I love about this group. It's like, man, I'd rather just play music with these guys than, if it was between playing music and being famous, I would pick playing music.
Man. I think it's a good thing that we started off with like the no pressure of there was no pressure of like we're going to start a band today or anything. There was just pressure of or there was no pressure at all. It was just let's just write some songs.
Yeah, and then like in homage to that, you know, now, you know, you guys can't see this, but we have a triangle graph out here on this board, and basically it shows where we're at, you know, as a band, and it just. If there's anything that says to me, like, our longevity as a group, it's that. You know, we have, we're going to invest time into each other. We're going to invest time into being each other's best friends. You know, there's sometimes that we're not going to practice. And we're like, hey, let's just play board games. Mm-hmm. You know, when you showed up today, we were playing
Super Mario RPG.
Yeah, Super Mario RPG. But that's so important. You know, it's so easy to get in that zone and be like, right, work, and that's important to have. But it's also really important to not forget, hey, we have to stay like best friends, man.
Right.
It's so important, you know, because without that, like, you're not going to get the best product out of a machine that's just been working and grinding its gears all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it takes the fun out of it, too.
Exactly. Know? So, yeah, that's why I think that is happened. You know, I love that we take time to go out on these trips and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. You know? Very cool. Listening to the mixtape and stuff, you mentioned noise, and in particular that one, the lyrics that you guys use and stuff, I kind of like started, my brain always kind of goes to making a music video, like just the imagery that goes with it for music for me, and like, so, I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I think that one in particular would be a fun music video to make. Like, I had an idea, like, like a little zombie. Yeah, because he said dead man coming back to life. Down. Yeah,
said, I like that.
He said, "Yeah, dead man coming back to life." So it'd be funny, like a little like animation zombie character that come, you know, through the
trying to make his like way as like a normal person.
Yeah. He's yeah, something, I don't know. These are just ideas in my head. So, but. That do you guys want to make music videos with this?
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's like, I mean, that's what made pop. Like, you know, like those pop music videos. Obviously, you know, like we grew up with TRL and all that stuff. I mean, yeah. those videos were huge with all your NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Britney and all that stuff. I mean, pop videos were all over the place then. So
yeah, I think you gotta come up with like. As far as music videos go, like something that's kind of like groundbreaking or something that's like really kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Because really what it, how I see it now is music videos are things that you share a song on Facebook and people, maybe a handful listen to it. You share a video, they see it and they're more likely to click on it. So yeah. They're even more likely to click on if it's something crazy like that band that did the time lap or the Facebook Live thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like, that got huge.
Yeah, that went wild on
the Yeah, because it was so clever what they did. And all they did was put up a camera and then they used the Facebook Live.
Like the delay and the
loop. Delay, yep. And created this video with it. And it was like, blew up, went viral. And so, I mean, that was because they did that. I don't know their status beforehand, but I had never heard of them. So, and for me, I mean, that launched them to the top. Just one clever idea like that. And,
right.
And I think if you can do that with a music video, you know, that's awesome. I think that's what it has to be. You know? Otherwise, mm-hmm. It's just a, I mean, not very many people are looking for music video just to watch them play their instruments.
Yeah, and that's
the quintessential rock video.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You not only have, you know, Ear Candy, which is a song, you have Eye Candy, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it just draws someone in so well. And with all the technology that's available to us now, like, I mean, we can just do so much.
Yeah, you know? I feel like Michael Jackson had his finger on that pulse a long time ago, man. Like, because from where I, you know, my age, whenever I saw Thriller, I was like, that was outside the box.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know,
it was like, I felt like this dude just made a movie for a song.
Right.
And that, I mean, that, to me, was ahead of the game, at least as far as my knowledge goes.
Yeah, for me, like, I think that if we made a music video, like, it's only a matter of finding the right vision, the right director, the person, someone with a vision that's going to carry on our themes that we kind of share as a band and how we try to present ourselves, but also, like, something that's going to be visually striking or something that's going to catch people's attention in a story, things like that. That's, like, what we're going to be looking for whenever we eventually make a music video.
I'm glad you mentioned story, too, because we've talked about making music videos in the past, and it's basically the same conversation that we have with videos that we do with music. Pop music seems to be a ton about, like, having fun, but one of my favorite things about pop music is that it can take really, really powerful messages or just really light ones and communicate it in a powerful way.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted, it's easy to listen to, but it gets the point across so easily because it's so consumable. So if we were going to make a music video, we want it to tell our story. Like, have the right pieces in place to be a good representation of the song. You know, people can come, actually we prefer this, we want people to come see us live.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they can see us play our instruments there. How do we make great art that's easy to follow, people love and respect us for, and that we're proud of? That would be a music video for us.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about a ton. So
we'll get there.
For sure. We'll get there. It'll be a good one, too.
Yeah. Well, we got, we do have the mixtape, the EP, like we said, it's all available. You can head over to steeplesmusic.com or, I guess, it's also on, streaming on Spotify and things. Mm-hmm. And, is it available on iTunes and all that?
It's headed to iTunes. So, our whole thing with this mixtape project is that we wanted to give it out for free.
Mm-hmm.
Once there's a way to put it on Apple Music and then not force people to buy it on iTunes, that's when that's going to head there. But, we want... one of our big things is basically we want to make these songs that are fun for us and just give them out. And we even went to, like, we made, like, a few hundred CDs and hand-stamped them and printed out these, like, business cards that stick to it that have, like, our website address on it and, like, just hand them out at shows. We give them out for free and give them out to our friends and stuff like that. And so we definitely want like our mixtapes, our music right now that we're creating like over the next year or so, to just be like for free for anyone who wants to have it, just accessible. So yeah, it's on Spotify, it's on SoundCloud for now.
Was that all you said you got the you designed this room for recording? Was that all recorded right here, or did you guys
most of it was. We did a little bit at another location, but that was kind of like on a whim. But some of the stuff that you hear on that stuff was recorded like on that trip.
Yeah.
So I mean, as far as that, like, this is the room is definitely for recording. Mainly it was so that we could practice, because you know, we play with the tracks that we created and stuff, and it real drums with, and it just, you know, so we want to have an isolation booth, one, because we like to add real drum elements in some things, and then also it makes a great vocal booth.
Straight up, man.
So a lot of the vocals and stuff, were any of them?
I don't know that we did any of them.
No, so that's just on future songs.
We actually did a lot of the vocals on the first mixtape in your master bedroom closet.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That was fun. That was a blast.
It was underneath the door.
Yeah, it was only me and Eric.
Yeah, that was
mostly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'd get there, and you went hard in the paint for a second.
I did.
You got me going. I was not feeling good. I was like feeling pretty sick.
Did I slap you around a little bit?
Yeah,
you got to do this or I'll kick you out.
He's just Eric is really good at being a motivator, for me. And so, but yeah, like we knocked like tons of vocal ideas. It was also one of the first times for me that I was like, oh man, I'm just gonna go crazy with backup vocals, man.
Yeah.
I was like, we should do this. There's sometimes Eric's like, yeah, it's a great idea. There's sometimes he's like, I don't think it's gonna work, man.
I will
say,
though,
we did it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And then and there's some that were pretty good, man. Well,
Eric doesn't usually say it like that, though.
No,
he just
not.
Says,
How can I let you down easy? No,
exactly.
But I will say that we do have a policy that we introduced very early on as a band, which is it comes from like the art of improvisation, like stage improv. It's called Yes And, which basically is like, okay, if someone throws out an idea, say Derek throws out an idea, I'm not going to just be like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, yeah, we should do that. We should try it, and we can add this. Mm-hmm. And so that idea of adding positive ideas to one another instead of taking away others' power and ideas, like, when we do that, like, we end up with a better product. Even if it takes more time, we're going to end up with more material, with better stuff. And so when Ryan was doing vocals and he had an idea for a counter melody for a song.
Yeah.
What song was that? Was that the end of Sticks and Stones?
It was, the end of Sticks and Stones. It was that last chorus.
Yeah.
It was like, sticks and stone. I forget.
Sticks,
I can't sing
stone,
right now.
Baby.
Break my bones by loving you. It was like, but it was a very, there was one note that was just held out a lot.
Yeah.
And it didn't really sound upon the initial singing that would work. But
I didn't believe in it. But then Ryan's like, yes and, Eric. And I was like, you're right. And then we recorded it.
I'ma let you down if you keep me around. Save your suffering, oh Lord. They never tell you what you want is what you get. Better make sure that you want it. It's the way it goes. You fall in love, then you lose your soul. Been running away since I was 10 years old. Hard habit to break, and I don't suppose I'll ever learn. Because loving me is hard enough as it is. Don't need nobody to miss. That's her, the rush is gone. It won't be long till you go and let me go. Don't need a hand to hold. If there's ever gonna be an ending, let's not let the beginning happen. Maybe it's a cop-out. Maybe it's an excuse I tell myself so I don't face the truth. Oh, babe, what if I told you all I keep buried inside, all I hide? I'll just try to explain. It's the way it goes. You fall in love, then you lose your soul. Been running away since I was 10 years old. Hard habit to break, and I don't suppose I'll ever learn.
Because loving me is hard enough as it is. Don't need nobody to miss. After the rush is gone, it won't be long till you go and let me go. Don't need a hand to hold. If there's ever gonna be an ending, let's not let the beginning happen.
We just call each other out, but it's not offensive. We don't take it personally because it's like we've all already agreed to it.
Well, then I feel like a close second policy that we have is the veto foundation.
Absolutely. If we say,
hey, go do this,
veto foundation,
and you're like, no, I don't want to do it. We all have how many vetoes?
One veto.
Yeah.
Until everyone
uses their vetoes, right? And so, like, I'm like, veto, and you have to do it. If you don't do it, then the punishment is something a little worse.
You have to pay penance.
Yeah, you have to pay the penance.
Which is related, but extreme.
Extreme, yeah. You'd rather just do the one thing.
Yep.
No. Like, if I had said just no, we're not going to do that vocal thing, Brian could have said veto, and then I would have had to record that plus. We would have had to re-record all of it with
all of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I just think that's awesome that you guys are able to do that, you know, here and in the closet and stuff. Because like, it sounds incredible. Like, it sounds like, you know, some big studio or whatever. And like, it's just cool that you guys are able to do that here at your house or whatever it might be and stuff. So
yeah, that's all Eric. Eric's the mastermind behind that.
The producer.
The producer.
Yeah, he does all the hard stuff.
Yeah.
we literally had a meeting last week where we're like, Eric, I think that you should just take a hold of this producing thing. You know, and we were afraid because we didn't want to put too much on his plate. And then he was afraid because he didn't want us to feel like we didn't have a part in producing. Yeah. But we all came to the initial conclusion that Eric should be the producer.
Yeah, right.
I will say it's like so freeing though to be able to record like at Derek's house. To be able to build a booth here that we can record in. Have a space that we can just all hang out and stuff, because like that just makes it gives you so much more freedom. Like, imagine if we were renting studio space right now.
Yeah.
Like, we would be worried about our time. We'd be, you know, like, oh, we have to knock out all these vocals today. We have to do this. Or we can't lay down any ideas until we can get back to the studio. Like, here we can just have an idea for a song. Right. And then Ryan can just jump in this booth and knock it out real quick. And then we'll go have a vocal track to chop up or play.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, no, I think that's awesome because, like, you know, like saying, when you're not sure when the creativity is going to strike, so like, exactly. You try to capture it as best you can when it hits and stuff. So,
and that's the cool thing. It's cool to be able to be at home and you're like, oh, I have this whole vocal melody, and being able to send it over in the Steeples audio, you know, group chat, and then they're like, oh, I like, there's been times when literally they've taken that audio clip, this is how awesome these dudes are, and they've used that to write a song. And so like, by the time we have practice, all the music is written for the song that I just had like a vocal melody for.
Yeah,
you know, it's just insanity.
I think Eric is actually—he was literally able to take your voice memo and stretch it out.
To make a whole song that sounds super cool.
And it was done.
We do have a song that's coming out. That was the vocal is a voice memo from that was sent via iMessage.
And yeah, Eric, his premise was, hey, Ryan, I want you to write to this. And so we were just like, yeah, I'm going to write it tomorrow. And so it was getting to the end. I was like, oh, man, I told Eric I'd write that. So we did it. And then Eric just made this freaking awesome
thing. Well, we were going to wait until we got all back together and then record the vocal that day. But Derek sent a message whenever Ryan sent his voicemail. Derek was like, oh, I can't wait to hear this behind the track. And I was like, challenge accepted.
A lot of random weird things are said on the show a lot, and I'll always joke that I'm gonna like take that and isolate it and remix it, and you know, all the stuff, like make a ringtone out of it or whatever. I haven't really done much with that, but I wish I had that technology and knew how to do that stuff, because I would totally make goofy songs.
I know a guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let me know if you just want to send me those files. Right. I'll chop up a ringtone for you.
His phone rings. It just says familial garbage.
there's so many. I did one the other night. This pretty current, so it's coming to mind. But I did one the other night in a Denny's with the Cinema Story. Andrew said something. They have a new song called James Cameron. It's all about. It's loosely around like Titanic themed kind of thing. And there's a. He said something that his breasts are more supple than Kate Hudson Winslet.
I've never seen that movie.
That would have the most positive feedback, so I imagine.
I'm gonna go with it. I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen it,
but. It made me laugh really hard, and I told him I was going to isolate that audio, so that is that he said he had more impressive, more supple and stuff.
If you could turn into an auto-tune the news.
Right.
Like, oh, my gosh.
With some video of him.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great. I miss it. Those are so funny, man. All those, that Antoine Dodson and all that stuff.
That's my jam. Yeah. I think that's where I got any melodic influence that I have in my songwriting, that anything that I have contributed has probably come straight from the Gregory Brothers on YouTube.
Forget the other guy, Charles something. There's some girls up in there. You know that guy. The
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's the intro thing.
Oh yeah, they did that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Well, it was a YouTube video before that, I think.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
I could be making all of this up.
I don't know.
What I have no idea. Yeah, I'm lost.
So over my head.
Do you guys remember those auto-tune the news things?
No, I don't.
They would take like news clips and like these guys would auto-tune them and make them like really, really good pop songs out of the news. They're really good.
They Photoshop a guitar onto Obama and Hillary Clinton and they'd be like,
I've seen that for a long time. I know what you're talking about.
Here's
Do you have one? Yeah,
one?
He's like on his home screen, man.
There you go.
I'll be able to sing along with it.
This one was pretty classic.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad, give away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. And blue, if that girl was in that house, she said, please help me get out. Give away.
See, this is the kind of stuff Eric does at like 3 in the morning.
Exactly.
Like,
well, that's so great.
The amount of times I've woken up to nonsense on my phone from Eric.
Well, it's not just nonsense. Usually it's like we'll practice and then we'll be writing or whatever. And then it's like, oh, good job. You know, it's like 10:30 or something. We're done. Or maybe it's earlier. And it's like I wake up the next day and it's like a text from Eric at 3 a.m. Hey, guys, went ahead and finish this whole part up. Let me know what you guys think. And then usually how it goes is like, oh, that's pretty sweet. Maybe some people have some interjections. And it's like, oh, actually, I already redid that one. I'll send it to you guys in a little while. It's like, dude, what are you doing? He's just like constant, man. But it's awesome because then it's like, if you ever played in a band, the one of the funnest things is like listening back to like something you're trying to get out of your head.
Yeah.
And when you can like
you put like something into the world that wasn't there before.
Yeah, and it's like whenever you can do something like that fast, you don't have to really wait or like. he's willing to stay up all night because he's stoked on it, and you get to hear it that quickly. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
He's also a grinder.
Well, it's like every band that goes to record cannot wait to, like, get the recording back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's to be able to experience that within, like, a day. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's because I have that same, like, I can't wait to get it back, too, but I'm just the best to do, like, yeah. I'm actually the one that I'm waiting on, so I just do it.
Yeah. Eric's like our red box. We just, like, get a song from him every day, and we get a new one the next day.
He's paying me $1
each time.
The late fees on this dude are unreal.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Gotta make my dollar somehow.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you do have one show on the calendar coming up in Rolla, Missouri.
Yes.
Is heading down there January 27th, so you can come out and see Steeples there. I saw previously you guys played, Firebird with Callaway Circus, right?
Yeah.
Was that the first live one?
That was the first live one.
So, I mean, I imagine that's just got to be such a huge, you know, thing just to get out there and test it out,
see everything
that you guys have been sitting on for these months, and then you get, hey, look, this is what we got.
You said that perfectly. I mean, that's exactly how it was, you know, because you have all these thoughts and how you feel about this music. Then all of a sudden, well, the cat's out of the box, you know, like... Here we go. You know,
there's no cat in that box anyway.
I wasn't saying. All right,
it's a cat out of the bag.
It's usually a bag, but dude, you think outside the bag. So
I do.
No,
it was definitely crazy because, you know, I found myself with white hair and a white blazer.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, now I gotta like. Here we go. Turning back now.
It's like the rabbit's out of the hat.
Yeah.
Well, with the white hair and the blazer, like you were actually doing magic tricks.
It's like the tiger's out of the hole, man.
The horse is out of the stable.
It's like the elephant's out of the castle.
The animal is out of the place.
There you go.
Got all of them.
There's the format.
The prick is out of the stagecoach, man.
The apple's out of the fruit bowl.
all right, we're done.
This, by the way, is a glimpse into a Steeples practice.
All right.
This is how we write songs. We riff for hours.
No, you riff for
it's
hours.
It's really Nathan that riffs.
Nathan has this profound ability to just make ridiculous songs
on the spot. Yeah.
But
it's
unfortunate. They're just,
it's like really crazy.
Sometimes just so hilarious. Sometimes, very loosely, they're always extremely hilarious.
Yes.
And, like, it leaves me being like, we should just be a funny band. You know?
Be Weird Al.
Recently, yeah, Nathan reworked all of our songs as medieval.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like minstrel.
Pipe organ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these and thous, like King James style.
It was
wild.
Pretty outstanding.
Dependeth on me. I forget some of the phrases used, but they were
well,
great.
The problem is I made them all up on the spot, so I couldn't tell you them again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's, like, memes like that where it'll be, like, you know, Mozart or something like that, and then it'll be, like, you know, or something, you know, some old-time thing, and it'll be, like, you know, you better... checketh yourself before you wrecketh yourself.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was doing while he was playing piano or a pipe organ,
really.
And was doing that. It was ridiculous.
That was in the middle of practice. So.
Yeah, that's a gateway. If you wanted to crystal ball to watch our practice, it's that and then a lot of saying, oh, that's amazing, and then just keep going for it.
Oh my gosh, I was so stoked.
Yeah, yeah, stoked is our, stoked and vibes. Yeah. Those are our words.
TM.
Yeah.
But in full circle, yeah, the show was awesome, and it was super cool to do, and I don't know, it was cool to...
It was a learning experience, too, because none of us ever played with Click or Trax.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, so that was new.
It was really weird. Like, I don't remember the last time I've held a microphone out to a crowd and they haven't known the words. And I was like, oh, man, well, I got to play to the crowd. And it didn't hit me until, like, halfway through the set, and I wasn't looking at the crowd. And I looked up one time, this person smiled, and I was like, oh, this is how you do it. You know?
It's cool. It's fun. Yeah, it kind of relearn.
Yeah, it was a mass relearning.
Yeah. It was good, though. We got a lot of good feedback, which is helpful for us to hear. We got some good, healthy criticisms.
Mostly my white blazer.
I mean, I loved it.
Thank you.
I loved it. You know, and it was... I think for us, one of our goals is like we have a mission statement for the band, which is to like Man, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, my.
How many times have I said this out loud?
Change.
Yeah. Dang, now I'm blanking. It's right here on the other side.
That's unfortunate that it's literally right outside
the
door.
That's going to make a lot of noise if you open that.
Oh, I got it. So it was like to change someone's life for an hour and a half every time we put our hand to our craft. So
there you go.
It's a haiku. Just kidding. But yeah, don't count it out.
I was about to count
just
swords.
Trust me, it's a haiku. But for us, it was really exciting because there's a lot of people there, and I think the mixtape had been out for a couple weeks, and people knew every word.
Yeah. There were a couple people that really did sing along too.
I couldn't believe it.
Which that's not us bragging. Like that touched us. Yeah. That touched our heart. To like you guys really, really, really listened to what we put in, and those people were the same people that not only sang along, but they came up and like we got to meet them, talk to them, became friends with a lot of them that were there that night, and it was a. Being able to go out and play was a super special moment for us.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
A lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah, that's got to be an incredible feeling. Especially something like that, brand new, first time, and then people already singing those words. And yeah, I can't imagine that. That's got to be cool.
It is cool.
It was a really blast.
Awesome. Blew my mind.
Well, hopefully we'll get some more dates coming soon. You guys, you said this is the... You know, mixtape, sneak peek of what you guys been up to and stuff. The first four songs, I'm guessing we got a whole lot more on the way.
We have a lot of songs that are like partially done that we're like.
We even have some that are fully done.
Yeah. It'll be fairly soon.
Yeah, yeah. Next couple of months we'll be dropping something for you guys.
Yeah. You guys thinking another EP or something, or we'll see how it goes, or.
Yeah, we have a long term vision.
Yeah. I would say
it's going to reveal itself over time.
Well said, Eric. Oh man, I'm going to let you speak for now, Eric.
We don't want the cat out of the box on
right.
that.
Yeah.
We don't want the.
Who keeps putting that cat in the box?
I don't know, but
we don't want the genie out of the hamster wheel.
we don't want the bouquet out of the vase, man.
I can tell you it'll be free again.
Yeah. It will be free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give it away.
As always.
Give it away now.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I think it's cool, because I don't know, obviously people want to get paid for the music, but I think it's a great way, especially as in a brand new band, great way to build a fan base and just get people to shows, because that's where... that's where it's all at anyway. You know, like at least you can learn, you can hear the songs, learn them and stuff, and then come party and sing along with us.
Exactly.
And yeah. Stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the whole idea is to. We don't want people buying something they're not even sure if they like or not.
Yeah.
And we don't have a reason to expect somebody to buy it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, some people would and everything, and that's great. But it's like we want to prove ourselves so that maybe down the line people will be invested to what we're trying to create in our brand. And we'll be willing to buy something.
Like, how can we lower the barrier of entry so anyone can listen and then they can buy into our vision and our whole
Gives you a platform to grow a friendship with these people. You know, people are going to support their friends more than they're going to support people they don't really know. You know, so if you're giving out these CDs for free, if you're having these house parties, you know, you're not only getting a fan base, you're making new friends. You know, people that know your name, and you know, that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, they said house parties. That reminds me, you guys just did that the pumpkin tour, right?
Yeah.
We're still doing.
We have a few.
It's a never ending.
That was a very non scalable idea that we were very happy that we did.
Yep.
Yeah. So. We basically asked. We asked people around Halloween, hey, up until Halloween, carve our logo into a pumpkin, and we'll play a show at your house, like a personal show for you and your friends. And so we got, I think, 7 submissions.
Yeah.
And, like, we're still booking them, trying to figure out. I forgot how hard it is to get dates scheduled for us 4 plus the people that we're trying to play them for. And so we're going out definitely into February, maybe even into March, playing these house shows, which is super fun, though, because we played our first one, and it's such a fun way to connect.
It is.
And we got to hang out. I think that particular group made, a potluck.
Yeah.
So it was a blast. We hung out and... Then we played some music.
Any pumpkin tour, this is just a hint for anyone that has a pumpkin show coming up, any of your shows can be a potluck.
It can be.
It just matters how hard you believe in it.
It's a hidden agenda.
Yeah, it's a hidden agenda. I like biscuits and gravy and pizza.
There it is. Yeah. Well, you guys care answering some fan questions?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
these got a little silly, surprisingly, you know.
We were already on that. Post answering some.
But yeah, I posted your picture online, asked fans to participate, and I got quite a bit of response back. So a young man named Al writes in and says,
Al,
what is their preferred brand of toothpaste? Do they stick with ADA accepted, or will they anything off the shelf do?
I use Tom's.
Yep.
Derek's the only one who feels strongly about toothpaste in this yeah. that I know of.
Well, I get whatever Brittany will get.
I was going to say, I get whatever Laura yeah. does, but I have a lot of other weird habits of brushing my teeth.
Yes.
So typically I will add in a hydrogen peroxide brush. Oh, I don't know shit. Where I learned that from, what? But that's, yeah, I don't know, it just the makes your teeth feel super clean. I think Mom told it to me at one point. Derek and I are brothers. Yeah. and then I read this one really weird thing that I tried that I will never, ever, ever do again.
Someone said that
something really healthy for your teeth is to take pure, unrefined coconut oil, which I had in my cabinet, and brush your teeth with it. And so I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. So I like got it on the toothbrush with a spoon. And I took it and I put it to my teeth and I immediately regretted my decision. But I was like, all right, I'm already here. But if you could imagine, like, cooking some bacon and then setting it on the plate on a paper towel and then taking the paper towel off and, like, wringing it onto your toothbrush and then rubbing it with that, that's what it felt like.
Dude, I feel like I was there. That description was...
It was, like, coagulated because it's unrefined.
Oh, you're getting even better.
And then you... Well, I'm just going to be honest with everybody. And then you brush your teeth and it melts and it was super uncomfortable. My teeth...
Coming down his face, man.
My teeth... It happened. It did happen. You couldn't contain it. There's oil in my mouth. My teeth felt so clean. But my heart felt so dirty. My soul was corrupted.
That was an easy one. You got a good story out of it, too.
A Crest Pro Health, usually.
Oh, there we go.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us, Crest.
Seriously, though.
Hashtag.
Crest is the best.
Aaron writes in, steeples is plural. How many steeples does the name refer to?
It's an infinite landscape.
I think, yeah. Honestly...
three. I don't know.
I just think, like, if we called it steeple, it's weird. So yeah. I think we threw an S on it because it sounded better.
Right.
Just to be honest.
I mean, that's a simple answer, yeah.
I want to go see steeple.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I'm going to go catch a steeple.
It's as many as your heart desires.
Yes.
You can, your answer. I think you wrote a song about this. I'm a steeple.
Yeah.
You're a steeple?
I am a steeple all day and the night. I am a steeple and I don't want to fight. I am a steeple, I kiss you goodnight. Cause I am a steeple and you are a steeple and we are all steeples
tonight.
No. There's no ending.
You have to resolve it.
They don't like the way I write songs. And so they are trying to change my song. And I do not approve.
Why didn't you resolve it? It's so simple.
It doesn't need to resolve, Nathan. It ends there.
It'd be so easy to just resolve with the word tonight.
Tonight!
No, because it's all the time.
Because then once you do that, I can see both sides of this.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Derek.
We can talk about this.
Like, thank you, Derek. We have a serious meeting. All right.
Yeah, we're brothers.
Sorry, guys.
Neil writes in, ask Ryan Chaney if blondes really do have more fun.
This is going to be a really lame answer, but I don't know. Oh, because I'm a blonde. Oh!
Well, we know.
I consider it like Mother of Dragons, like white hair, guys. Yeah. I don't consider myself a blonde.
It's got a little periwinkle in it now.
A little bit. I know that I get many more looks than I had before, which was still a lot. And so, yeah, maybe, because I really like getting looks. I feel like I've upped my wardrobe only to, like, up the ante of how I look now.
You have to tell the story about how you showed up to a bingo hall.
Oh, early. Yeah. So I was maintaining at a bingo hall, which was super fun. It actually really was. I talked the whole time. It was really great. But anyway, so I'm going there before, like, doors open or anything. And I walk up, and I'm looking through the windows, right? And I used to maintain this hall way back in the day. So I figured, oh, these people are going to remember me. I see this older lady get out of her car. As she's, like, walking toward the doors, looks up at me, and immediately walks in the opposite direction. Like, toward this other building. And I'm like, I think she might be scared of me. And I don't think I'm a scary-looking guy. Like, I mean, I think I'm pretty not intimidating. But I go to the side door because I figure the side door might be open. You know, they used to. And I look over, and she literally went from wherever she was and just sprinted to the inside of that building. And so later on, I was inside, and, you know, one of the ladies was... Was this the guy that you were telling me about?
She's talking to this old lady's talking yeah. trash. About
yeah, right. and I'm like, I know. I was like, I've been dealing with it for years. And she's like, well, look at yourself in the mirror. And I was like,
oh yeah.
I was like, I do every day. And well, what would you think? I was like, I think I just look like a dude.
I'll tell you what, that lady was not a steeple.
She was not a steeple, man.
She but was a butt.
No, it is funny. Usually, what I've been liking to do, if you guys have seen that, is it a that picture on Facebook of the lady going,
wah! Yeah.
Oh, anytime that I catch anyone staring at me for a profound amount of time, I just look back very quickly and go, wah! And it always makes a really great experience.
The reactions have got to be great.
Oh, they're great. And they're just called out, and they also don't know what I'm doing.
So because they're not staring at you, and they're like, why did that guy just do that to me? You probably just confirmed their suspicions about you.
Yeah.
Which is the point?
I just hope I can, man. Another thing the lady said was, what are you going to look like when you're an 80-year-old man? I was like, well, I'd be a really cool 80-year-old man.
And also, hair dye is not, like, first of all, it's not
permanent. She was talking about my overall look with the gauges and tattoos.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, white hair. Like,
oh, yeah,
I'm always going to look like this.
Yeah. And I think I look pretty good, man. Good-looking 80-year-old man.
Yep.
Time will tell.
Only time. Nathan writes in wondering which Disney movie gets them gets them in their feels the most. Sorry,
technically, I mean, don't just think about the whole spectrum. Disney acquired Star Wars, right? Didn't they buy Lucasfilm?
It's true, yeah.
I already know mine.
I know mine too.
Lion King, man. I remember on Christmas. There was a Christmas as a child, and I got that. My parents, it was like my big gift. Or not my big gift. It was one of, I was definitely most stoked about it. And I remember watching that when Mufasa died. I bawled forever. I cried for the rest of that movie. It is so intense.
Mine would definitely be Fox and the Hound.
Oh, yeah. That's that bro love, man. It's yeah. Like, yo, bro, I love you, but I gotta do this, man.
Because of, awful stereotypes. We can't be friends. But they could.
They could have been.
And the cartoon birdies knew.
Yeah.
They understood.
Yeah.
It was a sad time.
Mine was Toy Story 3.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I grew up with Toy Story. It was like my favorite movie as a kid. Yeah. And then Toy Story 3 happened. And spoiler alert, Andy gives away his toys.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I definitely might have had some misty eyes in the theater.
How old were you?
It was a couple years ago.
Sorry,
3 came out.
Oh,
man. That's a great movie, though, man. That is, I agree with Eric. That got me in my
Pixar
feels.
Knows how to make you cry.
They do, man. It's a roller coaster.
First 10 minutes up.
I don't have a favorite one. I don't think
Which one gets you in the feels, though?
Could be good feels, too, right?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't have feelings, though. That's the problem. That's
yeah, Derek's a robot.
I don't think I've ever... Oh no! Is Pixar Disney?
Pixar is Disney.
Dude, Up.
Oh yeah,
dude, that one was gnarly.
Yeah, Up's pretty tough for the beginning there.
I'm telling you,
Up is a great movie.
It's like who's cutting onions over there, guys?
Yeah,
yeah, I agree. Those are all good choices. But yeah, Toy Story 3 definitely was, because like as you followed the trilogy, like we like I was saying, we were Andy's age,
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah. So like it was the kind of the tough part about that one. It was you connected to that one a lot.
They did a really good job of because he was your age whenever the movie first comes out, and then whenever the third movie comes out, he's going away to college, and it's like that's kind of like college age is kind of where all those original fans were. Yeah, it's interesting.
They're very smart.
Let's see. Colt writes in and asked, "Where do babies come from?"
That was our answer, I believe.
Yeah, I think Nathan handled that one. Nathan already fielded that one on the post.
He wrote a beautiful love story on there, so you guys can...
Mommy steeples and daddy steeples love each other very much.
Some baby steeples. Those are just of it.
Yep. So,
mini steeples.
There you go, Colt. Now you know. Justin wrote in a pretty interesting question. He said, "Would you rather fight 50 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?"
Are we fighting together?
Those are my first questions,
You guys like the Power Rangers?
If we're fighting together, I would like the whole thing about us fighting a bunch of little horses.
I feel like we could stomp on them pretty easy.
I'm not going to fight any of them.
Can they bite?
I mean, if you're talking like little tiny horses, like...
They're provoking you, though. Like, they're not...
They've overstepped their bounds, and you got to take action.
They've insulted your honor.
Yeah. Can't we just put them in a cage?
No.
Can we do that?
No. You're going to get 100 tiny little horses and, like, growl them all
that's
in?
That's a war crime. You can't do that kind of thing.
You can't cage tiny horses. They're going extinct.
A duck-sized horse is really just like a chihuahua or something. That's what I'm envisioning.
But like you have to think, that sounds like a pain to me. If you've got a horse-sized duck, it's not going to add that much strength to a pack.
I don't know, dude, ducks
eat each other.
I'm telling you right now, though, it could fly.
Oh man, it's like a dragon.
I'm just saying, it's one like and done. If I die, I die.
It's like an ostrich, dude. That's real life.
Yeah. Those things are actually kind of scary.
And like, you know that duck doesn't care about you. That duck is just
hard too.
Dude, ducks are metal though.
Straight up, man, they got claws.
Well, all you have to do, like, is it ostriches or emus? One of them, you just gotta give them anxiety, and they put their head in the sand. So
it's true.
Just be like, you're...
Show them. I'll just show them my bank account.
Just be like, your facial structure is not asymmetrical. You found my weakness.
So what's the consensus here? Is it the smaller?
I say smaller.
I feel like you have a more reasonable outcome with the smaller one. I feel like if you go for the horse-sized duck, you could lose a limb in the battle.
For me, I just, like, I don't know if I have that much time. I can't deal with that many. Do I have to capture them all? Is retreat an option? If I scare them away, is it good?
Do we have dragonborn powers on this? Can I use my thume to destroy the duck?
Actually, this question is not answerable. We need a more realistic... Like, we need all of the options. Like, what are we allowed to have? What weapons can we wield?
I'm going to say he was too vague.
We need battle parameters.
Yep. All right. Try again, Justin. Next podcast. You need to step your game up.
Shots fired.
Then Dustin writes in, will they be calling their fans Steeples Peoples?
No. I don't think so.
I do like that.
Steeples people.
Steeples people. It reminds me of the hand thing.
That's actually, we want to, here's the church, here's a steeple, open the door, see all the Steeples people. We want to start a show that way.
Oh my goodness.
I remember a long time ago when we were first toying with Steeples as a band name, I remember mentioning that like an intro for a show, which we might, should I give it away? We might use it still.
Dude,
here's the stage.
Well, I have this.
Here's the Steeples.
No.
And, like, open the door, says, here comes Steeples. And then
it's a creepy clown show. No.
I have this idea for a metal intro.
Yeah.
Here comes.
Here is the church.
See, I just think we need Steeples Staples, man.
That was easy.
It's easy.
That's like some merch stuff. We need like a Steeples button.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Every time you press it, it's Ryan's voice.
Staples.
Hey there! Me with a country accent.
Staples kind of sounds like you're saying Steeples with an accent.
Yeah.
I'm going to go listen to Staples.
I'm going to go listen to Staples. Yeah.
I love Staples. Man, it's my favorite band.
Too real.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. All right, yeah, so we don't know what we're going to call them.
Yeah.
Steeples Peoples probably isn't the one.
Yeah, I mean, anybody listening, if you have more suggestions.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever.
It is very clever.
That's rhyming.
Yeah. But Steeples Staples sounds pretty good, too, so. As long as we keep them rhyming, that's all.
Yeah, well, like Steeples Wonder Friends.
You can go so many directions.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. We got. I think Scott writes in. Also, we got. He said, "Would you guys ever consider playing some cool cover songs?"
Hmm. Oh, that's actually. Yeah.
We would. We have. And it's in the works.
Yeah.
So.
We actually just played when we played the music show. We did a cover of. Quinn 92 song, Flare Guns. That was fun.
That was super fun.
We like the idea of doing covers for various reasons, but I think that there's definitely a possibility we could do some more in the future.
Oh yeah, we definitely will.
We're going to.
It's not a possibility.
You heard it here first.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I agree. I think a great cover, can really show a lot of artistry where if you can make it something completely different, on your own. Take a different twist on it, whatever it is and stuff. And especially, I always love, when, they change, the vocals, male, female or something like that, whatever it might be. But, the lyric content changes a lot, too. The lyrics are the same, but it takes a new meaning whenever a male sings a female's parts or whatever it is.
So yeah, straight up. Or you take a song that's faster and slow it down, and the lyrics kind of hit you a different way.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's, for... Prime example of that is when Johnny Cash covered 99.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You slow it down so much, you listen to all those lyrics.
And then that song just fit him so well, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, his version of it, you connected to those lyrics a lot more, and
yeah.
It's very powerful. So yeah,
definitely,
man.
It's a great example.
Yeah. Well, again, get involved with Steeples all over your social media, your Facebook and Instagram. You got steeplesmusic.com. You can download the free mixtape today, all four songs. Take them home with you and listen and share with your friends.
Yeah,
and,
please.
And tell everybody about Steeples and coming to a town near you, hopefully soon.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I appreciate you guys doing this, man. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Your first podcast, so thank you.
All right. Woohoo! Yeah. All right, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Peace.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.